Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we have always got you covered on Friday nights with some college football talk. And for all of our SEC and Tennessee fans, you are going to absolutely love our next interview. We're going to zero in on the Volunteers. And as head coach Butch Jones said, the University of Tennessee is back to being a commodity when it comes to bowl games. January's bowl game is in the beautiful Sunshine State of Florida, and they are definitely making progress. On New Year's Day, they're going to face the 13th-ranked Northwestern Wildcats. Hey, it's good to have with us tonight, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, that is Craig T. Smith. He is a sports writer and author of his new book, 100 Things Tennessee Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. The holidays are here. This is the best Christmas gift. I've got four siblings that are graduates from the University of Tennessee. Good evening, Craig. It's good to have you with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, before we highlight the book, let's start off our conversation tonight with doing a little bit of a recap on the 2015 season. Talk about finishing strong. The Volunteers, they win five straight, and now they're going to face Northwestern on New Year's Day in the Outback Bowl. Did Tennessee meet your expectations this season? 8-4 and 5-3 in the SEC.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Following Tennessee's blowout win over Iowa in the Dax Slayer Bowl to start this year, everything, you know, there was a lot of talk about, you know, a team being ready to take that next step. Little did we know it was the University of Iowa. But, you know, I think everybody was ready to see Tennessee take that next step based on a quarterback who certainly found definitely a comfort level and the offense tailed around him and Josh Dobbs and what he's been able to do is, you know, a dual threat quarterback that they've been able to accomplish. And the defense, it certainly is, you know, got a lot of playmakers in the middle part of that defense and certainly held its own in the front. That defense on the defensive line this year, there's a lot of excitement leading up to that Oklahoma game. It seemed like this was really a tight tell whether or not Tennessee is going to be ready for prime time. And they were 3-score ahead, ready for prime time before they lost that game. And heartbreaking fashion, along with the games opposite of Florida, Arkansas, and Alabama, all of which were decided by a score or less. You know, Tennessee obviously being 10 to 12 points away from maybe even being in the college football playoff talk. That's, you know, for a Tennessee graduate, that's a hard, hard thing to accept, knowing how close you came. But it also shows just how talented this team was this year. And, you know, obviously, one more win and they probably play Alabama, who they took to the end of the fourth quarter. They probably played them in Atlanta. And, before that game, you know, the way that Florida kind of melted against Florida State, melted down, you know, it really looked like Tennessee was the team that could have given Alabama the most game out of all the teams in the SEC. So, you know, following that disappointing ending to the Alabama game, you know, for Tennessee to be able to rip off, you know, 5 4-4 wins to get to 8-4 is the best they could have done for that point. They got a New Year's Day bowl game. You know, fans traveled by the truckload. They traveled in droves from Jacksonville, but probably the same for Tampa. You know, the Outback Bowl. Tennessee hasn't won more than 10 games in the season since 2017. So this is a baby step in the right direction. It could have been a lot better, but it is a step forward.
Well, they are trending in the right direction. And, you know, as we were talking about, Craig, I mean, there was so much preseason hype on the Volunteers. Do you think that, I mean, in so many of those games, they were very close, but do you think that it was a bit overinflated and that perhaps Volunteer fans, they need to be just a little bit more patient with Butch Jones and with the process?
That's a good question. You know, I think at the beginning of the year, you know, looking at the schedule, not knowing really what to expect out of a first-year Florida Jim McElwain coach team, you know, kind of the X factor, you know, having played Georgia so tough in the past couple of years, you know, losing by 3 points, losing in overtime 2 years before that, the Georgia game was kind of a question mark. There are a lot of question marks. Obviously, the Oklahoma game being a very tight point spread, being one that was kind of considered one that Tennessee could get. There were a lot of games that were there that folks thought that Tennessee could get. So, you know, 8 or 9 wins, if they could get, you know, maybe one of those kind of close games, get the close plays end to take their win and get one of those games. Some people thought us to like 9 wins with a little bit of luck, maybe even 10. So, it's an improvement from last year. I think it's a little bit disappointing the way that you get there. I think that it kind of beats, depending on who you ask, with what ultimately the result was as far as what they expected. Maybe to some others, a little bit disappointing.
With us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, I promise, here momentarily, we are going to shine the spotlight on his new book, 100 Things Tennessee Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. There's some great information in there, and it is truly the ultimate resource for true Tennessee fans. And just another quick question. I mean, here Butch Jones, he's in his third season with Tennessee. I mean, do you like the progress that is being made with the program? And do you think that the fans do as well?
I think so. What he was able to do, obviously stepping in to a situation to where, being 5 years removed from when Philip Fulmer was let go and the program just having languished through a year of Lane Kiffin's antics and quick departure and Derek Dooley's ineptness and, quite frankly, cluelessness as to how to run a major college football program. People were refreshed by the energy that he brought, the connection that he's made to former players, and kind of rebuilding the Vol family feel, which really hadn't been there since Fulmer left. So that was a start, and that's all nice and well, but then the results have to come on the field. And I think that's really kind of where Butch fell down this year with the in-game coaching decisions and coaching management. Everything else really is there. It was selling the program, bringing in solid recruits, having the talent level to compete with the Alabamas and, the LSUs and the Georgias and the Floridas of the world. I mean, now Tennessee's right there.
Okay, we're talking about Tennessee. They're going to face Northwestern in the Outback Bowl. Obviously a quality opponent, 10-2, 6-2 in the Big Ten Conference. In fact, 10 wins for this program, the first time since 1995. Wow, how do you see this one playing out?
Well, I mean, you got to give Northwestern certainly a lot of credit. That early season win that they're able to get over Stanford certainly looks better and better and better every day. It should be a good game. Obviously, they're a well-coached team with Pat Fitzgerald up there. So, right now, you kind of go with a hotter team. Northwestern's played well all year, but Tennessee is not just played well, but they've really, really dominated at the end of the year. So it'll be interesting to see. I think Josh Dobbs presents obviously a lot of matchup problems when he can take off down the field. I think that athleticism and Tennessee's ability to be multidimensional on offense, running the ball well, Cameron and Hurd. I think that I do like the Volunteers. I think there's a reason they're favored, and I think they'll come out ahead and I'll join you first.
Well, you do like the Volunteers. We were talking about Tennessee and his new book, 100 Things Tennessee Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Craig Smith, sports writer and author, is with us. And Tennessee, it's got a very proud history from Johnny Majors to Peyton Manning. There is no arguing some of the greatest names in football have hailed from the University of Tennessee. Tell our listeners where they can get this book and tell us about the book quickly.
Well, it was just kind of an idea that I had a while back. I approached Tom Bass of Triumph Books, and being the Tennessee grad that I am, I obviously have a lot of pride in the history of the University of Tennessee. Not a whole
sure.
lot of folks may realize the fact that Neyland Stadium, which once was a house of horrors, has kind of turned into a bed and breakfast for opponents in about the past 8 or 10 years or so. That the University of Tennessee's program, one of the charter members of the SEC, and trails Alabama second most major statistical categories, including all-time conference wins and SEC championships. So has a very long and proud history with a lot of great players going back to John Neyland's days coaching and the 30-2 record during their dominance from 1938 to 1940, and including they shut out everybody in 1939, and being able to bounce back to win a national championship in 1951, and a lot of the fun games along the way. Just remembering, key moments that no matter how old you are, you witness something, albeit when Tennessee beat number one LSU in 1959 at Knoxville, or if you were there when Bill Bates got run over on the season opener on the goal line by Herschel Walker in his first game as a true freshman at Knoxville when Georgia went on to win the national championship, or even great moments in the 90s when Notre Dame came to Knoxville in 1990 as number one, and Vols came very close in the next year. They were able to have the miracle in South Bend, the comeback, the national championship runs in the early to the mid to late 90s, and actually winning the national championship. And, the SEC champion, the SEC championships, the College Football Hall of Fame inductees, and the All-Americans, just kind of going through everything that I could go back and find.
Right.
And, trying to go through 100 things and give them a slotted level of importance from 1 to 100 is a difficult thing to do. But I just tried to make sure I listed all 100 that stuck out to me as the most meaningful things.
Well, if you're a supporter of Butch Jones or a fan of the Philip Fulmer era, 100 things Tennessee fans should know and do before they die, it has a little bit of something for everyone. Congratulations on the book, Craig. We sincerely appreciate you dropping by right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we look forward to your next book. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Happy holidays. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.